Good morning and welcome to the Elder Law Report, hosted by Life Care Planning and Elder Law Attorney Michael Weinraub. Michael Weinraub, the South Jersey's foremost authority in the important areas of elder law, Medicaid, and estate and life care planning. You can reach the Elder Law offices of Michael Weinraub anytime by phone at 609-823-4900 and on the web at their informative website, www.elderlawyerforyou.com. And now, please join us for the Elder Law Report and welcome Life Care Planning Attorney Michael Weinraub.
Good morning and welcome to the Elder Law Report program. I'm Attorney Michael Weinraub and it's my pleasure to talk to you about the important areas of elder law, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and life care planning so that you have the information you need to ensure your future and the future of your loved ones. Today's topic deals with financial issues that concern seniors and their families. Let's talk about identity theft. Identity theft is always in the news. In a report to Congress, the Federal Trade Commission said that there are steps that government, industry, and consumers can take to help stem the tide of identity theft. The Federal Trade Commission has established a Division of Privacy and Identity Protection, which is staffed with experts in privacy, data security, and identity theft. The division focuses resources on cutting-edge consumer privacy matters through aggressive law enforcement, as well as rulemaking, policy development, and outreach to consumers and businesses. The Federal Trade Commission has pursued aggressive law enforcement against companies that failed to provide reasonable and appropriate security for sensitive customer data. It has also challenged organizations that have made deceptive claims about privacy procedures and security. To combat identity theft, the Federal Trade Commission hosts a toll-free hotline at 1-877-ID-THEFT and a secure online complaint form for consumers concerned about identity theft. Every week, the Commission receives about 15 to 20,000 contacts from victims and consumers seeking information on how to avoid identity theft, the Congressional report says. What about prohibiting businesses from using Social Security numbers altogether? According to the Federal Trade Commission report, credit reporting agencies use the numbers to ensure that credit data ends up in the right files, and businesses use the reports to determine whether to extend credit, insurance, or employment to consumers. Without the ability to use Social Security numbers as a personal identifier and fraud prevention tool, the granting of credit and the provision of other financial services would become riskier and more expensive and inconvenient for consumers, according to the report. The challenge is to find the proper balance between the need to keep Social Security numbers out of the hands of identity thieves while giving businesses and governmental entities sufficient means to attribute information to the correct person, the report says. The report notes that there are things that can be done to reduce identity theft. First, both government and industry need to consider what information they collect and maintain from or about consumers, and whether they need to do so. Entities that possess sensitive consumer information should continue to enhance their procedures to protect it. The Commission will continue its law enforcement and outreach efforts to encourage and, when necessary, require better protections. Second, industry should continue the development of improved fraud prevention methods to stop identity thieves from misusing the consumer information they have managed to obtain. Third, the Commission will continue to strengthen its efforts to empower consumers by providing them with knowledge and tools to protect themselves from identity fraud and to deal with the consequences when it does occur. Now let's discuss life insurance. Deciding which type of life insurance to purchase can be a confusing process. Is it term life? Is it variable life? Is it whole life? Is it universal life? What do these terms mean, and which option is right for your situation? There are two main types of life insurance, term and permanent. These two main alternatives differ on how long you are covered and whether or not the policy includes a cash value. Term life insurance is the simplest type of insurance. You buy a policy for a set number of years, and you have coverage for those years. In general, your premiums will remain level for the term of the policy. If you die within the term, your beneficiaries will receive a death benefit. However, once the term ends, your coverage ends. Some policies are guaranteed renewable. This means you can renew the policy for another term without having another medical exam, but your premiums will probably increase. Some term policies also allow you to convert a term policy into permanent insurance. Permanent life insurance comes in many different types, but the four main types are whole life, universal life, variable life, and variable universal life. All permanent life insurance policies provide coverage for life or as long as you pay the premiums. The other feature of permanent insurance is that in addition to paying a death benefit, the policy builds a cash value, which can be used as collateral for a loan or withdrawn from the account. A portion of your premium payment goes into a separate cash account that grows over time. Keep in mind, however, that loans or withdrawals will reduce your death benefit. You may have the option to add your cash value to your death benefit when you die. Each of the main types of permanent life insurance has its own specific features and variations. With whole life insurance, you pay a set premium and receive a set death benefit. In addition, the cash value is guaranteed. Universal life insurance gives you the option of flexible premiums, cash value, and death benefit. The main feature of universal life insurance is that you can use any accumulated cash value to pay your premiums. You need to be careful, however, that you have enough cash value to skip premium payments or your policy will lapse. In addition, you can change the death benefit, although you may have to go through the insurability process again. Variable life insurance gives you the ability to invest your cash value. Your premium payments are level, but you can direct your cash value payments into subaccounts that are similar to mutual funds. Your cash value and your death benefit will vary depending on the performance of the accounts, although some policies contain a guaranteed minimum for each. Variable universal life insurance combines the flexible premiums of universal life insurance with the investment choices of variable life insurance. There is no guaranteed minimum cash value, but most policies have a guaranteed death benefit, provided you pay the premiums for a set number of years. Like universal life insurance, you may be able to change your death benefit, but you will have to go through the insurability process again. For more information, please contact your licensed insurance agent to determine availability and which option is right for your individual situation. You can receive our free monthly email Elder Law newsletter by calling our office at 609-823-4900 or by visiting our website www.elderlawyer4u.com. That's E-L-D-E-R lawyerfouyou.com. We'll be right back to continue our discussion of senior living options after this short message.
The law firm of Michael Weinraub concentrates in the area of elder law. The practice involves the use of a life care plan. The life care plan places special emphasis on issues surrounding a long life. Michael Weinraub works with seniors and their families who are overwhelmed or confused by all the decisions they have to make planning for their future. He offers a free monthly email newsletter featuring various elder law articles, which you can obtain either by going to his website at www.elderlawyerforyou.com, emailing him at mike@elderlawyerforyou.com or by calling his office at 609-823-4900. You can also obtain a free booklet entitled Life Care Planning for the Aging and Those with Long-Term Illness by emailing him at mike@elderlawyerforyou.com or by calling his office at 609-823-4900.
Attorney Michael Weinraub back with you on the Elder Law Report program. And as usual, it is my pleasure to talk to you each Sunday morning about the important areas of elder law, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and life care planning, so that you have the information you need to ensure your future and the future of your loved ones. Let's continue our discussion on today's topic, financial issues that concern seniors and their families. As you approach retirement, you must decide when to begin taking your Social Security benefits. You have three options. You may begin taking benefits between age 62 and your full retirement age. You can wait until your full retirement age, or you can delay benefits and take them anytime up until you reach age 70. More than two-thirds of people take their benefits early. Some of them do not have a choice. They need the money right away. But for others, it might make more sense to delay benefits even past their full retirement age. Ultimately, it is a personal decision that depends on whether you plan to keep working, your health and life expectancy, your spouse's needs, and the availability of other retirement plans. If you were born before 1937, your full retirement age was 65. For those born after 1937, the retirement age gradually increases until it reaches age 67 for people born in 1960 or later. If you take Social Security between age 62 and your full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced to account for the longer period that you will be paid. If you delay taking retirement, depending on when you were born, your benefit will increase by 6 to 8% for every year that you delay, in addition to any cost of living increases. For example, suppose you were born in 1944 and you are eligible for your full Social Security retirement benefit at age 66, but delay taking benefits until age 70. Your annual percentage increase in benefits will be 8%. By delaying your benefits by 4 years, the Social Security check you receive will be 32% higher, which is 4 times 8% per year. If your monthly benefit would have been $1,000 had you taken it at age 66, the monthly benefit you will receive at age 70 will be $1,320, not counting the cost of living increases. If you are lucky enough to have a choice of when to take your benefits, you should consider the following factors. Whether you plan to keep working. If you plan to work until your full retirement age or beyond, it probably won't make sense to take benefits early, especially if you earn considerable income. Any income you earn above Social Security income thresholds will be taxed. So not only will you be receiving reduced Social Security benefits, but you will pay tax on the income as well. And the extra income will mean that more of your Social Security benefits will be taxed. Health and life expectancy. To get the full advantage of delaying benefits until age 70, you will need to live past age 80, not taking into account cost of living increases. The average life expectancy for men who reach age 62 is around about 80, while for women it is about 83. You can't predict exactly how long you will live, but if you are healthy and have a long life expectancy, you may receive more benefits if you delay. Spouse's needs. Another important consideration is your spouse's needs. An older spouse, especially if he or she is the only breadwinner, might want to delay benefits as long as possible so as to increase the surviving spouse's survivor benefits and provide additional protection to the surviving spouse. Other retirement plans. Experts disagree on whether it makes sense to take benefits early and defer using other retirement plans. For a full analysis of this issue, please contact your financial consultant for a detailed explanation of your individual situation. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners has published some tips for seniors and others that contain helpful and important information that will help people who are considering purchasing an annuity. What is an annuity? An annuity is a contract in which an insurance company makes a series of income payments at regular intervals in return for a premium or premiums paid. Annuities are often purchased for future retirement income. Is an annuity right for you? You should think about what your goals are for the money that you may put into the annuity, as well as how much risk you are willing to take. Ask yourself the following questions. How much retirement income will you need in addition to what you will get from Social Security and any pension? Will you need that additional income only for yourself or for yourself and others? How long can you leave money in the annuity, and does the annuity let you take money out when you need it? Is this a single premium or a multiple premium contract? For a fixed annuity, what is the initial interest rate and how long is it guaranteed? Can I get partial withdrawal without paying surrender or other charges? And is there a death benefit? What are the different types of annuities? A single premium annuity is an annuity where you pay the insurance company only one premium payment. A multiple premium annuity is an annuity where you pay the insurance company multiple premium payments. An immediate annuity is an annuity where income payments to you start no later than 1 year after you pay the premium. A deferred annuity is an annuity where income payments to you start many years later. A fixed annuity is an annuity where your money, less any applicable charges, earns interest at rates set by the insurance company or in a way specified in the annuity contract. A variable annuity is an annuity where the insurance company invests your money, less any applicable charges, into a separate account based upon the risk you want to take. The money can be invested in stocks, bonds, or other investments. If the fund does not do well, you may lose some or all of your investment. An equity indexed annuity is a variation of the fixed annuity where the interest rate is based on an outside index, such as a stock market index. The annuity pays a base return, but it may be higher if the index goes up. Please, it's very important to read your contract carefully. As with any insurance product, always review the contract and be sure to understand the terms and conditions, as these will vary from contract to contract. Ask the agent and/or the company representative for an explanation for anything you do not understand. Do this before any free look period ends. This period gives you a set number of days to look at the annuity contract after you buy it. If you decide during that time that you do not want the annuity, you can return the contract and get all of your money back. As far as the tax treatment of annuities, you should consult a professional tax advisor to discuss your individual tax situation. You can receive our free booklet entitled Life Care Planning for the Aging and Those with Long-Term Illness by calling our office at 609-823-4900 or by emailing me at mike@elderlawyer4u.com. That's M-I-K-E at ELDERLAWYERFORYOU.com. The Life Care Planning Booklet provides the information that you need to ensure your future security. We'll be right back to continue our discussion of financial issues that concern seniors and their families after this short message.
The law firm of Michael Weinraub concentrates in the area of elder law. The practice involves the use of a life care plan. The life care plan places special emphasis on issues surrounding a long life. Michael Weinraub works with seniors and their families who are overwhelmed or confused by all the decisions they have to make planning for their future. He offers a free monthly email newsletter featuring various elder law articles, which you can obtain either by going to his website at www.elderlawyerforyou.com, emailing him at mike@elderlawyerforyou.com or by calling his office at 609-823-4900. You can also obtain a free booklet entitled Life Care Planning for the Aging and Those with Long-Term Illness by emailing him at mike@elderlawyerforyou.com or by calling his office at 609-823-4900.
Attorney Michael Weinraub, back with you on the Elder Law Report program, and it's my pleasure to talk to you each Sunday morning about the important areas of elder law, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and life care planning, so that you have the information you need to ensure your future and the future of your loved ones. Let's wrap up our discussion on today's topic, financial issues that concern seniors and their families. I am often asked by seniors how their heirs can get the most benefit out of their estate. Here are some tips for ensuring that your heirs will get the most benefit out of your estate. Establish a budget for your final arrangements, or purchase a prepaid funeral plan during your lifetime. List your important papers, including where these items can be found. Create a long-range plan and leave detailed instructions for how the proceeds from your life insurance policies and other assets should be used to meet the needs of your beneficiaries. Don't forget that health, disability, and long-term care insurance may have a place in your long-range plan. List IRAs and other retirement accounts and make sure to include all benefits, terms, and penalties for early withdrawal. List other assets that can be converted to income-producing property if necessary. If you own a business, provide instructions for keeping the business running profitably. If you have a partner, make sure your heirs know what the terms of the partnership are. List the names and addresses of your important advisors, what they do, and who should be called in the event of your death or disability. Inventory your assets. List when and for how much you acquired each asset. And give instructions for how the assets should be sold and for how much. This is particularly important if you have assets such as art, collectibles, and real estate. Provide a budget of what it costs to run your household. List your debts and your bills. Include due dates, payment terms, and amounts owed. List the insurance policies you have in force, their beneficiaries, benefits, due dates, and premiums paid. List essential information about yourself, such as your Social Security number, safe deposit box number, location of the key for the safe deposit box, personal safe combination, and your computer passwords. If you are a veteran, remember your military discharge papers will be needed to collect any benefit to which your heirs are entitled. List all credit cards and account numbers. List who owes you money. Include amounts owed, repayment terms, and the location of the promissory notes or mortgages held by you. If you own a computer, consider purchasing a home finance software program, such as Quicken or Microsoft Money, to use in maintaining this information. Once collected, this information should be updated annually and kept in a safe and convenient place. Don't forget to put your name and the date on it. Upon completing these items, you may wish to give copies to the individual you named as the executor in your will. No one wants to face the fact that our loved ones will not be with us forever. Facing our own mortality is frightening as well. Although none of us wants to contemplate a time when we or a loved one might become disabled or die, it is important to be prepared. There are many steps families can take in advance to avoid future conflicts or uncertainties. Don't be afraid to start the conversation. Whether you are a parent talking to your children, a husband talking to his wife, or an adult child talking to an aging parent, bringing up the topic of death and disability can be difficult, but it is an important conversation to have. Make sure your loved ones have completed their estate planning. All estate plans should include, at a minimum, three important estate planning instruments: a will, a general durable power of attorney, and an advance directive, also known as a living will. The will is for management and distribution of property after death. The general durable power of attorney is for managing property during your lifetime in case you are unable to do so yourself. The living will is intended to provide direction to family members and doctors regarding the type of medical treatment the person does or does not want under certain circumstances. Always plan for the worst. You and your loved ones need to be prepared in the event that one of you becomes disabled and will no longer be able to make your own decisions. Make sure you and your loved ones prepare a list to help your executor carry out your estate plans. This can be accomplished through the use of a letter of last instructions. It should contain information on the location of assets, such as bank accounts, property, stocks and bonds, the location and keys to any safe deposit boxes, the identity of important professionals who might have information about your estate, and the location of important papers, such as your estate planning instruments, deed, loans, insurance, and tax documents. The letter should be the first document that your family locates upon the death of a family member. It can include your proposed clergy, funeral director, and cemetery. You can include a list of things you want done when you die, such as calling relatives, friends, or employers. Another important purpose for the letter is to dispose of your personal property. Items such as jewelry, silverware, antiques, collections, china, glassware, furniture, and furnishings are permitted to be disposed of by the letter. Planning in advance can avoid family squabbles after you or your loved ones die. Please note that there are legal requirements for this writing to be valid, and a qualified attorney must be consulted. Now, don't forget, you can receive our free monthly email elder law newsletter by calling our office at 609-823-4900 or by visiting our website, www.elderlawyerforyou.com. That's ELDERLAWYERFORYOU.com. Or our free booklet entitled Life Care Planning for the Aging and Those with Long-Term Illness by calling our office at 609-823-4900 or by emailing me at mike@elderlawyerforyou.com. That's mike@elderlawyerforyou.com. The Life Care Planning Booklet provides the information that you need to ensure your future security. If you have any questions about financial issues that concern seniors and their families, or any other questions about life care planning, estate planning, Medicaid planning, or any other elder law topic, please call or email me with your question. Simply visit our website, www.elderlawyer4u.com. That's www.elderlawyer4u.com, or you may call our office at 609-823-4900. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for future programs, please let us know that too. Thank you for listening, and please join us next Sunday and every Sunday morning, same time, same station, 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning for the Elder Law Report, right here on AM 1340, Classic Oldies, WMID.
You have been listening to the Elder Law Report, hosted by Life Care Planning and Elder Law Attorney Michael Weinraub, South Jersey's foremost authority in the important areas of elder law, Medicaid, and estate and life care planning. You can reach the Elder Law offices of Michael Weinraub anytime by phone at 609-823-4900 and on the web at their informative website, www.elderlawyer4u.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for another edition of the Elder Law Report. All of the information presented in this program is general in nature and does not constitute legal advice for any one individual. Please do not act upon this information without consulting an elder law attorney. The proceeding has been a paid program from Michael Weinraub, attorney at law.